My Lord and my God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. My dear brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, of all the Sundays of the year, of all the feasts of the year, even of Christmas and of Easter, I think this Sunday, Divine Mercy Sunday, pertains to each and every one of us. Because in this Sunday, we hear two things, two very important ingredients in our life. One is mercy, and the other is peace. Many of us, perhaps this morning, are coming here with many burdens, many doubts, perhaps many incompatibilities, looking for mercy and looking for peace. On this Divine Mercy Sunday, we recall the words of St. Thomas Aquinas. Mercy consists in bringing a thing out of non-being into being. In other words, mercy is cleansing. Mercy is removing fear from our lives. Mercy is coming close to God. And hence, mercy making us people close to the heart of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph there. I took a few notes there, my dear brothers and sisters. What is the opposite of mercy? Fear. We see that very clearly in today's gospel. The apostles were all hiding up in the room. They were afraid of the Jews. Their leader was executed, died. They had no one now. And so they were huddled up, enclosed, locked doors. Why? Because they were fearful. Doesn't that happen to us also in our lives? We are fearful. And lo and behold, someone comes through the doors. They think it's a ghost. And immediately, the words that come out from the risen Christ is, "Peace be with you." And that brought them all together there. My dear friends, the risen Christ is more powerful than fear. Jesus shows the wounds. In other words, Jesus was showing the apostles their sins. And then the apostles meet Thomas. And they all yell up, "We have seen the Lord, we have seen the Lord." And Thomas says, "No way, I don't believe unless I put my finger in his side and touch his wounds, unless I see him." What does that mean, my dear brothers and sisters? Touching the wounds is healing. Jesus heals us. Thomas was called the doubting Thomas. And then the next time Thomas is with them, and he goes straight to Thomas and calls him by name. "Thomas, come here. Touch me. Put your hands or fingers into my wounds and believe that I am Jesus, the risen Lord." And at that moment, Thomas yells, exclaims. He does not say, Lord God, no. He says, "My Lord, my God." In other words, God, my dear friends, is a very personal, intimate person in our lives. He has called us by name. He knows each and every one of us. And so mercy is God's compassion for us sinners. We are all sinners. We all need healing, some more than others. And Jesus gets up there and says, peace. My dear brothers and sisters, one of the things that I would like to suggest is when you get up in the morning, when you say, make the sign of the cross, when you say a morning prayers, I would like us to add this. Today, I'm going to be God's agent of mercy. Today, I'm going to be God's agent of mercy. And you know what that's going to do? It's going to help us. It's going to help us during the day. It's going to be like Thomas, touching the wounds of Jesus, touching the wounds of people who are near and dear to us. What's the outcome? The outcome will be, we'll be more kind. We'll be more understanding. We'll be more peaceful. We'll be more patient. We will stop judging. We will stop gossiping. That's the meaning, my dear brothers and sisters, you know, of touching Jesus' wounds. That's the meaning when you say, today I am going to be an agent of God's mercy. And that beautiful sign there on Divine Mercy Sunday, we have the Lord, you see, with one hand up blessing us and the other one touching us with his rays of mercy, with his rays of love, with his rays of confidence. He says, do not fear. I am with you. I am with you. My dear brothers and sisters, one of the things that you and I can do, not only today on Mercy Sunday, but every day, to be Christ's disciple, to be Christ's friend, not only during this Easter season, but each and every day of our lives. And then we come to the Lord's table and we receive and we say, the body of Christ. We say, amen. By that amen, we say, God, I'll try to be my best. I'll try to put my best foot forward and I'll try to be your agent of mercy. Amen. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.